And we're back. Thank you so much for being with us. So, you know, I look in the comments all the time, and I'm just kind of curious. What do you think? Do you think that this was a cyber attack? Because I'm seeing some people in there saying, yeah, they believe it is a cyber attack. And there's some people that don't believe a cyber attack. Some people say, look, this was just an accident. There's no need to make this out of something that it's not.
And you know what?
Well, things happen all the time, right? I mean, and that's true.
And I'm one of those people, actually. You know, even yesterday, I'm like, why does everybody want to make everything a conspiracy theory? But then I was listening to Laura Logan. And I was like, okay, so one, I know that she has good sources.
Yes.
And so when she started talking about this with Bannon, I was like, you know what? I actually see that she has some very valid points. And I see that this was a very important port, a very important river, a very important route, not
it's
only
a
for
major
boats,
hub.
Not only for boats, but also for trucks crossing that
it's
river.
It's a major hub. Now they have to travel north of that and mm-hmm. south of that,
yeah.
which is going to cause more delays.
Yeah.
And it's not, and I'm telling you, it's going to cause more gas is going to be needed. They're going to have to pass that price on to the consumer.
And part of the problem is
things are going to go up.
So, and we're already having a problem with supply chains because of the Houthis making attacks
yes.
in the sea over there. So people have had to reroute and make, you know, different, come up with different routes. And now they're going to have to do it again. There's actually an article right now that's saying that companies are scrambling to see what else they can do, what they can do to keep their cargo flowing because of this incident.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yeah, so
it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, one person was made a comment on Rumble and was talking about you can see the explosions connected to the top of the bridge. Watch slow motion. You know, when you have now, I'm not saying that there weren't any explosions. It could be. I don't know, but I haven't gone down that path yeah. as of yet. But what happens is, have you ever seen metal structures? Where on the other end, this it get disrupted here, but on the other end, it pops and it sparks and it even looks like fire, looks like an explosion. That could be the case here.
Well, there was electricity running through it,
and
too,
there was electricity, you know.
So, yeah.
You sure there's electricity?
Yeah, there's lights on the bridge.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, there was lights
it's
on the
bridge.
So, they
bridge,
probably do have the electrical.
Of course, they do. Yeah.
You know, so, I'm not saying that they, I'm not really going.
That route
as that they put explosions on the bridge.
Yeah, but definitely cyber.
But
could be.
I do believe that there was a cyber attack that took place. But now, again, with that said, I wouldn't put anything past this Biden regime. With that said, okay, so I'm not saying that there weren't any explosions. I'm just not going down the path right now. Maybe more information come out, maybe they will let it out. Because think about on 9/11, when you look at the footage of 9/11, when the airplanes hit the building, you can see small explosions happening before the collapse happened. But then they say that's because of the pressure and of all the weight of, you know, above it coming down.
And
you know,
I,
but
yeah.
then again, why did Building 7 go down?
And I always think you have to look at everything. So first of all, why did they come out and immediately say, we don't think this is a terrorist attack? Right? Like, why even
it's
say
like,
that?
You might as well say minutes later.
Right?
Basically, you can say minutes later.
It's
not a terrorist attack, everybody. Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, I actually got taken back because I was like, I didn't even think it was a terrorist attack, right? And then what also kind of sparked something in me is the fact that Biden just said, we're going to pay for it. And they're like, well, don't you want like the insurance company to pay for it?
Well, even the insurance company would come in and do, okay, you're getting ready to go to that. They would do an investigation.
Right.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Let's see what
happened. Has anyone ever been in a car accident?
Yeah.
So what did the insurance company tell you to do? Take pictures. Then they ask you to take, I've been in a car accident, and they tell you to take the vehicle to the shop so they can assess the damage. How much is it going to cost to repair it? In this case, they haven't even sent anybody out there yet to look at it.
Well, they're going to look at the airways.
And she was saying, yeah. She was also saying that you have to look at the infrastructure below.
Yeah.
Is it damaged? All of that's probably going to have to be replaced. So it's not going to be cheap. And why did Joe Biden automatically come out, like you just mentioned, saying that we're going to fix this. We're going to throw all kind of money at it to fix this. Don't worry. We got you. And one person on the chat said, remember, everyone, there is one priority, the up and coming election.
Yep.
Right.
I said that so yesterday. Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
All of this is happening now during this election. It's a setup. Let me play some more of this, if we can, with her talking to Bannon.
Laura, how can people follow you on this? We'd love to have you back on the next couple of days. How do people, social media, podcast, all of your information?
Okay, I'm sorry. They're getting ready to talk about the connection. Let me play the one with Joe Biden, where Joe Biden is saying that he's just this the one they say he's just going to pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's just going to pay for it.
He's just going to pay for
and
it.
And even the media is like, wait, we're just going
to
pay
for it? Yeah, I know there's
it?
A longer clip to this, but listen to this.
The federal government's also going to pay for the repairs. I'm just curious. This was a ship that appears to be at fault. Is there any reason to believe that the company behind the ship should be held responsible? And then also, you mentioned
happened. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and opened.
What did
Because it's election year. We're just going to pay for it.
He said
no investigation, yeah. Nothing.
He said it's going to take too long. We're just going to pay for it. And I'm like, okay. Maybe they don't want the investigation to happen. Because what does an insurance company want to do? An insurance company doesn't want to be at fault so they don't have to pay for it. So they're going to do everything they can to prove that it wasn't the ship's fault, right? And if they do that, then it could lead to further information. I'm just saying, when you start thinking of all these things, you see how there may be a suggestion, or you may understand the suggestion that it could have been a cyber attack.
Yeah. Let me play some of this from her interview with Steve Bannon.
You've never, ever talked to me, but we've reached a point in this city. I think, you know, if you look at the quote of one of the intelligence analysts that I spoke to, right, I'm just going to read it to you very, very briefly, okay? It's not long, and it really sums it up. He said, they have figured out how to bring us down. As long as you stay away from the teeth of the U.S. military, you can pick the U.S. apart. We are arrogant and ignorant, a lethal combination. Obama said they would fundamentally change America, and they did. We are in a free fall ride on a roller coaster right now. No brakes, just picking up speed. And I would urge people, watch very carefully the people that tell you that this attack doesn't matter. Stop following them on Twitter. Discount everything they say because they're either totally ignorant and useless, or they are a plant. And there's a lot of Anons out there, right? And I follow a lot of Anons. And I appreciate and respect the work that they're doing. But we're in a moment of truth now. We have very, very little time. When you start to shut down, you know, hazardous materials and the shipment of fuel, you know what that means. It means everything goes up. It means food goes down. You know, the access to food and critical infrastructure, that means that goes down. Prices go up. This is catastrophic for the American people, and it's catastrophic for this country. But it is a financial and economic attack. If you're not going to see tanks rolling down the street, stop looking at the type of, you know, conventional war and saying to yourself, well, if I don't see this, then it means we're okay. If people need to understand what they're looking at. And for those people who say, well, you know, the FBI, isn't it interesting? Christopher Wray just put this big counterterrorism guy, you know, he put him in charge of the FBI office of Baltimore just yesterday. And this is the guy that's out in front of the cameras already. Well, isn't that amazing, right? Do you believe in coincidences? I don't. I don't believe in coincidences anymore. None of this happens by chance. This happens by design. And the problem that we have is that people in power in this country are complicit in the breakdown of American infrastructure and America's defenses. And Steve, this is one thing that's really important for people to understand. If you step back from this for one single moment, you will notice a pattern developing here. When we left behind $80 billion of equipment in Afghanistan, nobody said we had to do that. There was no one with a gun to the administration's head saying, get out of Afghanistan by this date. They said, oh, we made a deal with the Taliban. Oh, wait a minute. You made a deal with a bunch of terrorists? You're the world's superpower. You chose a timeline and you chose an exit that resulted in handing $80 billion of advanced military equipment to your enemies. Well, what did that do? It reduced the advantage that America had on the battlefield because you narrowed the gap by giving them technology that spent years, cost the taxpayers hundreds of millions, billions of dollars to develop. You gave that to your enemies. What did the Taliban do? They gave it to Russia. They gave it to China. They gave it to Iran. They gave it to whoever they needed to do to reverse engineer it and figure out how to use it. Then what do you have? Years later, remember when under Obama, when the drone went down, there was a stealth drone that went down over Iran and the Obama administration chose not to recover it. Well, I know people who were on a team of American intelligence operatives doing other work. They were on the ground in Iran. They were literally within less than an hour away from that drone. They had it within arm's reach. They could have gone and recovered it. And they were told to stand down.
I mean, you know what? This is somewhat nerve-wracking. But at the same time, we've been warning people. You've been warning people. I know people on here, because you're on the up and up, you've been telling people to get ready. You know, they used to talk about us all the time if you were a prepper. And now it's all starting to come to a head. We're all starting to see it actually reflect in real time. We all know that the Biden regime, they need something to happen. I'll be the first one to say that the Biden regime needs chaos before we get to the election of this year, 2024. They see President Trump winning. They see President Trump in the polls winning. They see President Trump, you know, just completely winning over the American people. And they need to do everything to stop it because they want to stay in power. This is not a game. These people are for real. These people, you can take it off the screen. These people are looking to do something extremely dramatic. And, you know, if for those of you that have been tuning in, watching Will Johnson, you know, you see me constantly say that something is going to happen. I don't know what that something is. Is there going to be more of this? I'm going to go on a limb and say, yes, there's going to be more of what we saw with this ship. It's going to be different things. More is going to happen. And again, this has nothing to do with me saying that I have a crystal ball, being a prophet. All it is I see the writing on the wall, just like you do. We see them setting us up. And a lot of this really has to do with the World Economic Forum. I've repeated this so many times. It's like I'm wondering if people actually remember when Joe Biden first came out when he was running in 2020. His whole thing was no malarkey tour. Then all of a sudden, he changed it to Build Back Better. I went and Googled Build Back Better, and it took me directly to the World Economic Forum. And their whole thing is to tear down the world economy and build it back better. That's where Joe Biden got it from. They told him that he needs to run on that. He didn't go get it. He didn't think of it himself. They told him he needed to run on that. They want to tear down the world economy, everybody. This is their goal. This is what they've been doing. This is what they've been doing. And we're seeing it happen in real time. If you've never thought about getting ready, you might want to start thinking about it right now. You might want to start thinking about it right now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And then say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astaryl astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.